Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is you know, you think about ever since John. Hey, John.
Hey.
Welcome back to the program. But, you know, when Jesus was speaking, and it's written about in the Gospel of John, John chapter 17, verse 23, he's praying for unity, for us to come together. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, let's just get unified, But there's something about authentic. I mean, everybody's craving today that are really involved authenticity, you know,
yes.
Right? And just being really one. You know, Jesus wasn't one because with the Father because he forced himself to be one with the Father. He was one because he loves the Father, right? And so, and the Father loves the Son, and he wants us to experience that. So unity that counts is done on love. The fact that you actually love, you want to be with someone, we're not doing God a favor. It's like, okay, I'm going to go over to such and such, and, you know, we're different, you know, nationalities, we're different ethnicities, and so, you know, I'll just go, you know,
do this thing.
Yeah. I'll go eat with Greg, right? Yeah. I'll eat on his dishes or whatever they go eat on. My stuff's clean. I just get washed it, you know, type stuff.
You use the same soap, you know.
Yeah, same soap. Right? And so, right?
Crazy.
And so, but he says that one of the signs of the times, the last days, that is that nation will rise against nation. That word comes from ethnos. That word would be ethnos will rise against ethnos, which is nation or ethnic group rising against ethnic group. But then you have the church. That's not us. That's not who, you know, that's what the world's going to be doing. So if we're worldly, we'll be taking on those same characteristics. Mm-hmm. If we say we're the church, we're not the church, we'll be just like that. You know, ethnos against ethnos, racist against racist. And it's amazing. You know, you can't say it doesn't exist because it exists. It's a spirit of racism. But when the Lord says, I want to make of you a new ethnos, a new nation in which we become one in him. We deny ourselves, pick up a cross, and follow the Lord. And so when you see issues that are taking place in America and the world's trying to figure it out, and I see the church being really critical about some of the things that are taking place, but if you've got a blind mind, if you can't see the light, what God says, you know, the light comes into darkness and it shines, it's the light of mankind, but you can't comprehend it, that supposedly if you're a child of the light, you can actually see what's going on and realize that's people that can't see trying to walk out a path that they can't find. And I think about this, that the church has the answer. The true church, the church actually listens and abides and follows and hears the voice of Jesus Christ, has the answer to all these problems, but definitely the answer to racism. It's called repentance, you know, forgiveness, and coming together and dwelling together in unity, really having a love towards the other. I think about it too. It's almost like a dysfunctional family if we don't deal with that. And that's what T.D. Jakes talks about when he's asked the question about Ferguson. When you got statistics that line up with the fact that if I happen to be, you know, BWI, black while driving, I'm going to get a ticket. I'm going to get a ticket, 68%. Chance more than I'm going to get a ticket than if you're WWI, I guess, white while you're driving.
B.
Yeah, whatever the thing is like, that's something wrong with that, because God is a just God. He's into fair scales. And you're only okay with that if you think that I'm lesser than you, therefore I should have a higher probability of being treated worse than you. Versus like, hey, I wouldn't want my mother to be treated like that. I don't want you to be treated like that. Well, listen what T.D. Jakes says about it, because we're going to go after that in a moment, to over 3 million men in Washington, D.C., with Promise Keepers, where they prayed specifically, repented for racism in the church. As a matter of fact, let's go to T.D. Jakes now.
The church needs to be leading the way in this conversation.
Where is the church?
The church is totally silent about race. We are ourselves dysfunctional in our ability. We're family, but we're a dysfunctional family because we cannot talk about the elephant in the middle of the room.
Right.
And until we do, then the people in the street are taking up the conversation. And I think that they are God's judgment on a silent church.
Oh.
So you're looking at that it's this dysfunctional family. You know, if we, you know, I struggle with the fact of saying, if you don't love me, you don't know God. Because the Word of God says, if you say you love God who you can't see, and you don't love your brother, so to acknowledge somebody is a fellow believer in Jesus Christ, and you don't love them, he says that you're a liar.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got to get that. We got to get. We got to look at that square in the eye.
That's real.
That's real, and that really will cause us, confront us to the fact of saying, I've got to get love in my heart for my brother. And so, it can be a dysfunctional family, and we do have issues. I know all that, but the truth is, if hate is in my heart towards my brother or my sister for whatever reason, and including race, and I say I love God, that statement, I love God, is a lie. That's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. In 1 John, he's talking about that. Mm-hmm. He says, if you say that you love God who you can't see, but you hate your brother that you can see, then you're a liar. And so I don't want to be a liar. I want to love my brother. I want to love my sister. And think about it. You want to see revival take place. You want to see the Great Awakening just fan the flames of Great Awakening. That's what Azusa Street was about. Azusa Street was about all the nations, ethnicities coming together, men and women and all the different races in 1906, mind you, and God broke out and touched the world. Well, this right now, this is 3 million men, and we had a chance to be there in that crowd. We're buried in there, our faces down to the soil of the mall in Washington, D.C., and you could hear a pin drop as we were praying and asking God to forgive us for the historical sin of racism against all races, and asking God to restore us and to bring us back to a place again. It's just so powerful. Just join with us as we close out with over 3 million men leading us in repentance towards the racism. Let's go now.
Hallelujah. Lord, as an Anglo, I'm really embarrassed and ashamed by what I've heard, because it's true. And I can't speak for all of my people group. But Lord, I just take this position and ask any of my brothers who are Anglos to join me. And Lord, I confess that we are an arrogant people, that we have deeply wounded African American and Jewish and Native American and Hispanic friends in the story of this land. That we, even unconsciously, the way we stand, the way we talk, the way we think about ourselves, project an incredible sense of superiority about everything. We don't even see it. And Lord, I just confess it. I had to live in the black community myself for about 4 years to even start seeing myself and the way we wound by our attitudes. Lord, have mercy on us, because we brought such pain into this land. And Lord, not only are we arrogant, but in the story of the land, we've been a greedy people. We've had a love of money. Because of our love of money, we've broken treaties with Native Americans, hundreds of treaties. Our forefathers enslaved Africans, rejected Asians, exploited Hispanics, we're still doing that, excluded Jews. And Lord, these were sins in the church, not just in the nation. And Lord, identify with them. The root things have all been in my own heart. And I ask for your forgiveness, Lord. My people and my children are cursed because of this. We know the victimizer becomes a greater victim than the victim because of your judgment. We apologize to you, Lord, in our place of authority and privilege. We've misrepresented your character and your nature. We've abused power. Lord, have mercy upon us. And Lord, we recognize you as the only one in authority, the privileged place of fatherhood over this land. And we humble ourselves, Lord. This is your nation, not our nation. The future of this nation belongs to you. You laid the foundations, not us. Lord, have mercy upon us, Lord. Lord, have mercy upon us. And I ask my friends, my brothers, we ask you forgiveness for our pride and our greed, for our arrogance, our injustice, our abuse of power. Please forgive us. Please forgive us. We have sinned against you in a way that we're barely beginning to understand. And we invite the conviction of God to roll down upon us. We who haven't believed we are racists, yet we're all racists. We've got to begin with that point of confession. We confess that to you, Lord. We all have a preference for and a pride concerning our own culture. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us, Lord. Show us our hearts. Show us our hearts and cleanse us, Father.
John, I accept your forgiveness as the son of a sharecropper and the son of a former slave. I accept your forgiveness. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. We are all like sheep have gone astray. We've turned each one to our own way. But the Lord laid upon Jesus the iniquity of us all. And so I come. And I come and I accept it. And now, Lord, I come and for my own sin, my own sin of reaction to racism and bigotry. And Lord, I ask you to forgive me and to forgive my own brothers out there, my own black brothers who have become victims and using that victimization as an excuse for not being good husband, not taking care of their family, fathering all of these children, but not taking care of them. And I come, Lord, and ask that my brothers and sisters, my brothers in particular, to confess their sin of neglect, their sin of judging, prejudging. And so, Lord, I come and ask you to forgive us. And then, Lord, you've said that if we confess our sin, that you are faithful and that you are just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, I pray that we might leave this place with a clean conscience to know that our sins have been forgiven and that we as black and white, Jew and Gentile, Asians and Latinas, that we can join hands together and sing as Dr. Martin Luther King said, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. Lord, help us. Help us to have a new beginning in our nation and forgive us that we might join hands together. We ask all of this in Jesus' precious name and for his sake. Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll